The Twilight Zone, 1959, Season 5, Episode 25, The Mass. You lock this door with a key imagination. Beyond is another dimension, dimension sound, dimension light, sight, dimension mind. You enter the land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Just cross over into the Twilight Zone. Jeffrey, put those in the study, alright. Crowded downtown? The greatest megaras ever. At least that's what they're saying. How is he? Not good at all. Doctor's with him now. He wants to revise when the relatives arrive. Those relatives of his? I'm quite sure they'll make themselves known. Well, so bones? Well, not too fast. It's too weak. It's too uneven. Where were you when they taught Bayside Manor at medical school? Trying out for soccer, Jason. I've been your physician for 21 years. The first time I treated you for head cold, allowed myself one compression clock. You threw a lamp at me, established a pattern then and there. I put up with your inept administrations all these years with your candor, fresh departure from the modern medical norm. Ask you a straight, simple question. We'll get a straight, simple response. Sam, yes, Jason, what is it? They often ask the question, how long? Jason, you can't exactly tell me, Sam. Do I have a week? Do I have a day and a half? Or is there no need to wind my watch to cover possibilities for the next few hours? Jason, my guess is you can measure life in moments. It can come at any time then. The fact is, you're still here to tribute to inner strength most of us don't even possess. Nonsense. Tribute to a cross-grained overness. The fact is that you're one or two things left to do before I leave this earth. As why, just stay alive at least until midnight. All right, Jason, all right. Dottie, yes, I'll see you tomorrow. Yes, Jason, I believe you will, God willing. Mr. Jason Foster, attire each of this particular medigrass evening will leave the earth. Before departing, some things to do, some service to perform, some debts to pay, some justice to meet out. This New Orleans, New Medigrass time. This is also the Twilight Zone. Oh, what a ghastly trip. Actually exhausted. Take these, Jeffrey, and these too. Yes, sir. Jeffrey, are rooms ready? Yes, madam. All prepared, all fine. Thank you, good afternoon. Dr. Thorne, how nice to see you. Well, Emily, how are you? I'm bearing up, doctor, in circumstances. Remember my husband, Wilfred? Oh, yes. Hello, doctor. We met some time ago. This is my son, Wilfred Jr. Hi. My daughter, Paula. Hello. Your father had been expecting you, Emily. I'm awfully glad you could be here. Oh, that silly man of grass. It really is epic, was that just unspeakable. Shouting, screaming, rude people. It's wonderful the chauffeur was ever able to get Emily, your father. Guess Emily, your father, is extremely ill. Opinion? Only a matter of days, even hours. Oh, how perfectly awful. But of course, you've been expecting it, haven't we? Oh, incidentally, Doctor, been getting this absolutely horrible muscle spasm in my arm. Perhaps just a bit, they're just, one of those is unbearable. Perhaps you might describe something, Emily. I'm sorry. I've ever made you a visit today. Cool. Oh, yes, of course. If you will, excuse me, old Doctor. Yes, I'll see you to the door. You two take your mother upstairs. Tell me, the old boy's in bad shape, man. The old boy's dying. Good afternoon. Well, Father? Oh, Father, you're awake. How are you, Emily? I'm bearing up. Bearing up? She sounds like job itemizing these calamities. What's your illness this month, Emily? Doesn't matter, Father. I'm out of the room. You are the four most changeless people on this earth. Don't like being ill, Father. Is that what you mean? Don't you? Well, I find that hard to believe, considering in the past, you've been at death's door so often. One you haven't worn a hole in the mat. Well, Father, Wilfred Hale's business. Losing a little, Father, but I managed to keep my head above water. You know, Wilfred, I think the only book you ever read was A Leisure. I think if any someone cut you open, find a cash register. Oh, really, Father, really. You probably delighted to see you, Grandfather. Now, that's friendly of you to tell me you're sitting and haven't seen me yet. All you've seen is your mirror image. Oh, Grandfather, you're very naughty, really, you are. You're on the most miserable long trip. Mother hasn't stopped complaining for one instant. Well, do you hear that, Father? Younger generation. He suggests that the cars never fed or wound. I am leave, my dear. I believe that my trouble is hardening of the arteries of a very sick heart. We don't stop playing Sarah Bernard. I think I should come to an intestinal disorder. There's Elford Jr. looking well, as aware as ever. Elford, dear, tell Grandpa how nice it is to see him. Nice to see you again, Grandfather. It's very gracious of you to come to see me. Well, Father, dear, wild horses couldn't get this way. Even my own agony. Oh, I hope you survive, Emily. Now I've planned that you all have an excellent dinner this evening. We're going to have a surprise of Grandfather. Mother was rather hoping you know of some young, nice young men. We're going to have a party here, Paula. Going to have a marvellous time. Arrange for all of us to wear masks. What, masks? How droll, Father. Masks, I swear, you people. Don't just celebrate the Mardi Gras, you succumb to it. Masks, indeed, that might be fun. I'll show it, but it shall be, dear my boy. It shall be. Perhaps not the same degree of excitement that you give a torch to small animals as you do. See you do in the vast. But they off, Grandfather. Besides, that was a long time ago. Whoever's getting along very well with school now, Father. Made a football team. Chip the old blocks, right, son? Chip the old block, Grandfather. Oh, I'm sure of it. Now, why don't you go prepare for dinner? We're going to have a very interesting evening. Matter of fact, I guarantee it. Anything you say, Father. Come on, darlings. Excuse me, sir. Your milk, sir, Mr. Foster. Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Anything else I can do for you? Yes. You may get the masks and put them in study, if you will. Oh, yes, sir, really. I think this whole thing is too ridiculous. When it's Sunday night in the whole year, we sit here in this mausoleum, whole city of New Orleans is in use of dancing. What do we do? We have a death watch for a crazy old man. Did you have a sweet time in New Orleans, baby? Or indeed, we were all funny marks and sat around, looked at each other. Oh, I'm so bored. I want that be all, Jeffrey. Thank you. Yes, sir. Well, tell me, my loved ones, did you ever sit for a dinner? Oh, yes, we did, Father. Stupendous. Father, really? Excellent. You think it's wise to be up there like this? Wise? No, but necessary and surely. Tell me, have you examined your masks? Our masks? They are unique, Father. They are very unique. You know, they're made of an old conjure. Made is an effort they were created. They told, in addition to the artistic value, certain properties. They worn only during the Mardi Gras, the ritual to wearing. But I'm trying to select the masters at emphasis, although where it is, I'm sure. Well, it's very interesting. Yes, it is. Now, shall we select our masks? Tell me, Wilfred, how do you fancy yourself? Oh, I don't stand, Father. Oh, come on. Be candid. When you shave in the morning, what looks back at you from the mirror, really, Father? I think you're a little old for parlour trains. Let me be the judge of that. Now, I want an honest self-assessment. You're serious, aren't you? And even more serious. Well, I'm forever affable, man. Oh, you've been an affable man. You're an affable man. Well, then you're friendly. You're outgoing. Versatility. I think so. Yes. Then along with this affability, you have a long, certain rapport with your fellow man. Yes, indeed. Uh-huh. Now, the opposite of all this affability will be this face here. Look at it. Charming. Wear it. Live with it for a while, Wilfred. There's great subtlety, Wilfred. There's greed, avarice, cruelty to all character traits you don't have. Oh, my dear, brave Emily. It's really not up to this, Father. Of course you are, my dear. You're up to anything. The courage it takes this brief period of sacrifice. And look at this face, my dear. Face a self-centered coward. Gutless flab in contrast to your intrepid valour. Here, Emily. The one who walks in beauty like the night. Frankly, Godfather, I think the whole thing's a bore. Ah, but Paul, look at the beauty, the insolent hauteur, the skin-deep vanity. In none that of your heart, none of your selfishness. Wait, Paul, just for a few hours. The timid, gentle Wilfred Jr. Over here, there. Ah, come on, Grandfather. Now, this would be your marks, Wilfred, my boy. Face of a dull, stupid clown. Contrast to your gentle refinement, your courteous chivalry. Here. Oh, what about your master, Father? Oh, it's mine, face of death, because in life, I'm alive, I understand. So wear the things stalking me at this moment. But I might not mean we to have to wear these things. I have four arrows. Only to them asking at midnight. Well, I don't mind. Won't mind. Being a bit stupid. But father, seems we were somewhat odd here. Not really, Wilfred. You all came here for one purpose. Watch me go and cry bombard. Put coins in my closed eyes. And my free hands start grabbing things from my shelves. Father, that's cruel. That's truth. You came to reap everything I sown. To collect everything I built. Well, I shall not disappoint you. Everything's yours. Everything's prepared. Your will is made. The four of you inherit everything I own. Everything. Money, house, property, holdings, stock, bonds, everything. Father, you're breaking our hearts. That's the most touching thing you've ever bridged up by way of conversation, Alfred. I must have told you to a paramium. It's small for Rizzo. You shall wear your mask until midnight. If any one of you should take them off from my estate, shall we each receive train fare back to Boston? That is it. Well, we won't be spoiled, folks. Spoil suits, boats. If it's your pleasure, Father, we indulge you. Now, my dear ones, we will wait till midnight. Ah, this is horrible. This is horrible, Father. I'm suffering. I really am suffering. I have dull times before, Grandfather. This is the worst. Take this. Don't know about the rest of you. I've had it. I can't stand this whole thing on my face another minute. Taking it off. Don't care. Stop it. Don't blame her. I don't blame her a bit. It's cool, Father. I have to grieve, Father. Really, this has gone too far enough. Well, you've been here for hours staring at Christmas. I think there's a limit. Please, Father, please, sirs, take them off now. Have you all had your say? Paula, Wilfred Jr., you, Emily. You're the captain of industry you've got married to. Is there nothing else you have to say to me? Only that I am feeling buried alive. You too. Think you're out of your mind. Come on. Let's take them off, Father. I appeal to you more than just to comfort. Becomes unbearable. What is it, Father? If what you've been waiting for, believe Wilfred, now you can dig deep into the treasury. Are you feeling weaker, Father? At last, a note of hope. Your voice, Emily. You must always stay miserable. Cruel things to me. Why must you always say miserable, cruel things to me? I quite agree, Father. Why indeed, Emily? Because you're cruel, miserable people. No, because none of you respond to love. Emily responds only to what she pretty hungers to taste. Wilfred responds only to things that wait and block and value. Whoever stops, he doesn't read them. He praises paintings. Doesn't seek all out their truths for their beauties. Pauline lives in a mirror. A world is nothing to her but a reflection of herself. Brother, humility to him. Small animal caught in a trap to be tormented. Your pleasure is given to pain. From this he feels the same sense of fulfillment some human being gets from a kiss or embrace. Your character, all of you, about the mask your character is. Now you're all very rich. Now you own everything that I have owned. You've kept your bargain. You all wore your mask. Enjoy yourself, dear ones. Did I fall? Maybe God pity you. He's dead. Alas, he's long last, he's dead. Good. Let's celebrate. What's the matter? What's wrong with you all? Oh, I'll call you as soon as I found out, Doctor. Must be death. No horror, no fear. Nothing but peace, Mother Brothers Act incident. Pandemonious personnel, being four people, came to celebrate. In a celebrate sense, let themselves go. This they did with vengeance. They now wore the faces of all that was inside them. They wear them with the rest of their lives and set lives. Now to be spent in shadows. Tonight tell a man the carbon mask on the twilight zone.